The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You may have seen your car insurance premiums increasing over the last year and a half. Many people have. Reports suggest, though, they're likely to go up even more due to a surge in claims and awards handed out by the insurers. Michael Horan is Manager of Regulation and Policy Development at Insurance Ireland, and he joins us now. Good afternoon, Michael.
Good afternoon, Anton.
Michael, what's going to drive the costs up more?
Well, I suppose, first of all, I would just say, Anton, we cannot comment on future premiums. You know, insurance companies make their own decisions on those and they compete with each other. Now, these particular reports that have come out from the central bank, I suppose the big takeaway from the reports is that motor insurance claims costs rose by 23% in 2024 from 2023. So that's a concern. I think high legal costs are also a concern. And I think also the proposed uplift of 17% to the personal injuries guidelines awards, that's also a concern because we think it's too soon to increase those award levels at this stage.
Can we start with the high legal costs? When the Personal Injuries Assessment Board, as was when it was originally created, was set up, the idea was that there would be a forum wherein, if liability wasn't disputed, you would have a lawyer-free process and therefore a much less costly process. Has that worked?
It has actually been very successful, the Injuries Resolution Board. It has adjudicated on a lot of claims over the years.
Has it got the lawyers out?
Well, one thing the reports show, for example, is that too many cases probably still end up in litigation. And the problem with that is, like, where you get, say, an award of compensation of, say, €20,000, you may well end up with a legal cost bill of about €20,000 on top of that, you know? So that's far too much. And in the Injuries Resolution Board, the legal fees would have been less than €1,000 in that situation, you know? So from our point of view, the more cases that go through the Injuries Resolution Board, the better.
And is that resolvable? Because there's such an economic incentive that if somebody goes to a solicitor, as most people are likely to do if they have an issue with something to do with insurance, that solicitor is hugely incentivized to lead them down a litigious process that earns fees. That's what solicitors get paid for. Is there any way to square that circle?
Well, I think we need to try and give more powers to the Injuries Resolution Board so that more cases are dealt with in the Injuries Resolution Board. Because the situation that we have at the moment is that most people, as you say, are represented by solicitors and they're guided by their legal advisors and unfortunately then guided into the litigation channel, and the cost of motor claims is dominated by litigated injury claims. So we need to wean ourselves off litigation, if you like, and try and resolve some of these cases, which are often fairly minor or moderate injuries, wean ourselves off litigation and use the Injuries Resolution Board as a mechanism to deliver speedier compensation, because the compensation is delivered in about 2 years, whereas it takes up to 5 years to deliver compensation in the litigation channel.
And what about the 17%? Because this is the original personal injuries guidelines, which were benchmarked across a series of different jurisdictions. We now have a proposal for a blanket 17% increase to match inflation. Should injuries compensation be pegged to inflation?
Well, we think we have a concern about that, because I think it's too soon to increase those guidelines. It takes up to 5 years for a litigated case to settle, and these guidelines have only been in place for 4 years at this stage. So we've a whole lot of cases that still actually haven't gone through the guidelines, and we're at a situation now where there's a possibility that that 17% increase will materialize. And what we would say is that is too soon. The personal injuries guidelines as they stand have the potential to be a success story as if they stay as they are. And in our view, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Leave them as they are.
Thank you, Michael. That's Michael Horan, Manager of Regulation and Policy Development at Insurance Ireland. Josh Crosby has been out and about asking drivers on the streets how much they're paying for insurance.
I don't shop around every year because I don't have time a lot of the time, and it has gone up. I'm just driving a Toyota Corolla. It's about $650 at the moment, but I pay it all in one because it is going up. I used to pay direct debit, like, so I'm probably with them 15 years. So it goes up, it doesn't go down.
It's gone up a bit, yeah, since last year, yeah.
Do you have any idea roughly how much? Or?
About 1,200 a year.
And do you shop around?
Yeah, that's the plan at the moment. I must shop around, but just letting this one run out first and then see how it is then.
I mean, Mrs. owns the car. She does the insurance. I couldn't give monkeys after that.
When I've been driven, not even a year, was at, like, I think, like, 1,000 and something, but then it went down to about 900.
So
like,
yours has gone down?
Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of people are speaking to know it's increased, so.
Oh, well, now, it's my lucky day then.
I'm with the same crowd for donkey's years. I drive less than 3,000 kilometres a year. I have an old car, 905. But every time you go and ask for a reduction, you go to somebody else. They just don't seem to want elderly drivers.
You noticed, does it go up or does it just...
It goes up. Keep on telling you it goes up and they'll knock 20 quid off if you say you'll move elsewhere.
Would you move elsewhere?
It's hard. Everything is online.
It's due now at the end of this month, so I'll find out then, but I think we am going to shop around. Some of them don't seem to be budging.
What are you paying at the moment, you know, roughly?
1,000.
My husband went for a quote for himself because he'd sold his car and he's 74, but he's hale and healthy. Over €1,000.
Driving all his life,
and he got a quote for over €1,000.
Disgrace. Must have been driving some big 5-litre sports car.
No, Fiesta.
That's Josh Crosby talking to insurance shoppers and clients on the streets there about what they pay and what their experience has been with rising costs.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.